Apple.
Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he's
right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's a fix-it football Wednesday here in Berea, fixing what went wrong in the season opener against the Cincinnati Bengals last Sunday, a 27-17 loss, and that was the chore that faced Pat Shurmur, his coaching staff, and his players as they reviewed tape, as they were on the practice field, and that was the job. Also a day when the Browns dealt with a new punter, Brad Maynard, who they brought aboard to replace Richmond McGee, who was injured, of course, before the Cincinnati game, and a more veteran guy, and Maynard comes aboard. We're going to talk in greater detail about him with Chris Tabor, the special teams coach for the Browns. But as I said, it's a fix-it Wednesday. So what are the Browns fixing? Well, we saw the offensive line, a group that had problems with penalties, a group that didn't do the best job of helping to open holes for the running game, which struggled, 3.2 yards per carry. But those false starts were a major problem, probably one of the lingering sights, if you will, the mental picture of that game, of those guys committing penalties, the not all of them, but having a good portion of the seven that were committed first quarter, the 11 overall that were committed in the game, major reasons why the Browns start this season at 0-1. So Pat Shurmur has to deal with this, and as his coaching staff, George Warhop, the offensive line coach, and of course, Shurmur's the offensive coordinator, that getting the lion's share of attention. Right side of the line where guard Sean Laval and then the rotating tackles of O'Neal Cousins and Artis Hicks in there in place of injured Tony Pashos, having their issues. But Pat Shurmur, when he was asked today about, you know, the problems with this unit overall, just how much, and the panic button's been pushed by a lot of those of us in the media and people on the outside. He doesn't really think there's a problem with the O-line.
I don't think it's a problem. I think it's something where we just got to focus in. We got to use the cadence and make sure we don't jump offside. So it's nothing that we haven't practiced. There wasn't a voice in there they weren't used to hearing. It's something that needs to be corrected. I think there were some areas where we did some good things. I think there were players that had stretches in the game that did good things. But as a unit, we got to play better. And the guys that played well got to play better longer.
And they're going up against a Colts defensive line that has some talent, real talent. Dwight Freeney at defensive end, the perennial Pro Bowler. Robert Mathis, another star, and two outstanding pass rushers. And when you talk to these guys, you know, they're very confident in their ability to get heat on the quarterback. Dwight Freeney talks about today with the media covering the Browns how he and Robert Mathis perceive their ability to dominate as pass rushers.
I think me and Robert go into the game thinking that we can take over any game, to be honest with you. But you know what? Sometimes teams understand that and they prepare for that. So it's not like the Cleveland Browns are going to sit there and say, well, whoever's going to go in, we're just going to leave him on an island. And, you know, it's up to him to block Robert. No, they're going to definitely help out, especially if a guy's in there that hadn't been there in a while, hadn't started. They're going to help. You know, they're going to bring the tight end. They're going to bring the guard. They're going to slide protection. So, you know, it's not all, you know, the right tackle out there by himself. You know, those days, you know, you rarely see those days anymore.
And while we're on the topic again of fixing it, we talk about the running game. And, of course, the line is part of this process. But improving that 3.2 yards per carry against a Colts team that was dominated on the ground, this defense against the Houston Texans last week, the Texans without Arian Foster, their best running back, one of the very best in the league. So Peyton Hillis, Montario Hardesty as a duo are part of the process of what the Browns need to do. First and foremost, job one, to win this ball game, to become 1-1 after this game, would figure to start with the running game, and Pat Shurmur talks about that.
Well, we intend to make sure we run the football. I think we got to maintain some kind of balance there. And when we run the football, we hand it to guys that are good football players. I think it's important that they both get their touches. You know, Peyton Hillis is our starting runner, and I think he had 20-plus touches when you consider the passes as well. You'd like to see him make sure he gets the football a bunch of times. And then I think Monterio did some good things for his first real stretch back. Each day, in my opinion, he looks better and better running. You know, I'm not aware of course how much you see that, but I feel like he's getting more and more comfortable with his leg and his body every day. We call it pony. You know, it's two halfbacks in the game, and we have a handful of plays in the plan each week with that grouping. So yeah, I like using that.
All right, and on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we post a poll question each day on the Browns official Facebook page. Today's question: which current Browns player has the best shot at joining the 2011 inductees, Vince Costello and Tom DeLeon, in the Cleveland Browns Legends? And by the way, congratulations to both of them. But the choices from the current team are, and again, we're using the veteran criteria, 5 years or more of action and accomplished careers. So this is the list. It's not a long one. Phil Dawson, Joe Thomas, Joshua Cribbs, or someone else, if you feel that there's somebody other than those three. My personal opinion, it's a real close race between these three, but I'm leaning in the direction of Joe Thomas. Four Pro Bowls in 4 years, and a guy who I think has established himself as one of the greatest at his position is very deserving, I think, to be part of that group. Ask Vic. You can ask your questions there to me via the Browns official Facebook page or official Twitter page, or you can text us these questions. We take them there. You can text them to 78307. We ask you, though, to be sure to put a name or an initial or something on there just so we know who you are so that we can give you a little shout-out as we answer the question on the air. Charles, via Facebook, asks, what part of the Browns need the most improvement in your eyes from last week? Charles, I'm going to say the running game. I'm going to say as a foundation, and a lot of people have jumped to the assumption that the West Coast offense means the running game has to take a back seat and that this is about throwing more and not worrying enough about balance in the running game. And I don't agree it's about numbers of carries. I believe it's about productivity, efficiency, quality. It's about getting more out of it. And it does have to start up front. The right side does have to get a better push. Peyton Hillis, as strong as explosive as he is, still needs help, still needs room to get that first level so that then he can get to levels two and three and maybe beyond. Monterio Hardesty needs those openings to use the raw speed that he can take in the open field. So I'd say that's the biggest area, and it has to happen against a Colts team that habitually struggles against the run. Michael via Facebook, what does Colt McCoy need to accomplish this week to fix the mistakes that happened Sunday against the Bengals? You know, it wasn't so much in my mind mistakes that as I look at his game. It's just that picking things up, he really needs to and needed to in the latter portion of that game be a difference maker. When the game took the ebbs and flows in many ways, and we've gone over this a million times in terms of what went wrong in various ways for this team and what wasn't happening. And when it got down to it, the game was still a very winnable game for the Colts. But drives were stalling. This is what can happen. And this is where young quarterbacks make their mark. And he has this ability to take that, make that defining leap to someone who takes the game and wins the game. And I see that happening. It happened for him in circumstances last year. But now we need to see that consistency. And we'll know he's moved on to the next level as a quarterback when that happens. That's how I see that. And for more of my takes, you can go to clevelandbrowns.com. You can check out Carucci's Corner. Check out my columns. Check out the work by Matt Florjancic as well on our website. If you can't catch this show on ESPN 850 WKNR, you go to clevelandbrowns.com. You listen to the live stream there. You download our apps on your iPhone and your Android devices, the Browns app, one of the coolest things in creation. Maybe I overstated that, but it's pretty cool. Okay. So in a couple of minutes, and by the way, I didn't even tell you this. This is I won't even try to say it that way. Pièce de résistance. Oh, I said it. Okay. Bill Polian is the vice chairman of the Indianapolis Colts. You know this guy. He's had tremendous success, a Hall of Fame career as an NFL executive. Guess what? He joins yours truly for a lengthy discussion about his team, about his injured quarterback Peyton Manning, and about the Browns as well. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart is proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything.
There aren't many careers where you can see fortunes won and legends born every single day. But that's exactly what you get when you work at Horseshoe. We're the world's largest gaming company and the first casino ever to come to Cleveland. And right now, we're hiring for dealer and table game supervisor positions with unlimited advancement opportunities. On top of that, Horseshoe offers great pay, generous benefits, and an action-filled environment. Plus, there's no experience necessary, because with over 60 years in the business, we've got all the experience you'll ever need. So apply for a position by September 30th at horseshoecleveland.com and join the next great legend to arrive in Cleveland. Because at Horseshoe, we know that what has made us the best of the best isn't just who gambles here, but also who works here. Must be 21 years or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
Route 59 between Brady Lake and Powder Mill closed because of an accident. It is in the clearing stages, though. A truck versus car closed that intersection. 271 southbound slow, Harvard to Forbes. 71 southbound backing 480 to Snow. 40 east and westbound slow, Warrensville Center to 77. 40 westbound back in West 130th to 71. And the Innerbelt southbound back in Dead Man's Curve to 77. On Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it is in the game. Hey, the Browns' next home game on September 25th against the Miami Dolphins is sold out. Fans can still obtain tickets, though, for this game through their season tickets, club-level memberships, and four game packs, just so you know. All right, he is the vice chairman of the Indianapolis Colts. He's an architect of multiple Super Bowl teams in Buffalo and in Indianapolis. He is really an iconic figure in the NFL, and he is kind enough to join us. Bill Polian, welcome to the show, Bill.
Well, nice to talk to you, Vic.
So, Bill, as far as the quarterback situation goes for the Colts, let's start, of course, with the fact that I know you had had a plan in place, knowing the possibility with Peyton Manning's neck issue, that you brought in Kerry Collins to be the answer, at least temporarily or however long that would be. So you were ready from that standpoint. But what do you face now in terms of Peyton Manning's situation? How long could it be that he's out of the lineup?
Well, we don't know specifically, Vic, because the doctors have not yet made a judgment as to when they're going to allow him back after this most recent surgery. But it will be quite some time. It's not going to be a couple of weeks or even a month. So Kerry's in there for a considerable amount of time. And we have to go forward assuming that he's the quarterback the rest of the way, and we've got to make the appropriate adjustments, which we were prepared to do. It didn't come as a shock to us. There's the normal break-in period, which had we had an off season with him, would be a lot smoother than it's going now. But we didn't, and that's the way it is. We just have to keep going. We're a work in progress, but it's a long season, and we think we'll get things straightened out as time goes by.
I hear any number of people, media-wise, nationally, saying how the absence of Peyton Manning feels so weird when you look at the Colts, that it just doesn't feel normal. I can't imagine, from your perspective, as the guy who drafted Peyton Manning to be the Colts quarterback and to be with him every step of all those consecutive starts, how did you react, and how did you handle the fact that you opened your year with Peyton on the sidelines?
Well, as you know, I'm a realist. There's part of me that steps back and looks at it from a fan's point of view, but the vast majority of what I do has to be governed by staying in the moment and dealing with the reality of things. And it became clear to me early in training camp that the likelihood of Peyton starting the season wasn't strong at all. So we made plans to go in an alternative route after we felt that we were going to need a veteran. You know, Curtis Painter is a fine young prospect, and I think was given a bad rap, particularly when he played as well as he did against Green Bay in our third preseason game. But it's tough in this league to come in and play for a long period of time without a lot of experience, especially if you feel like your team has a chance to win. And as Bill Parcells stated on one of the shows on Sunday, this division is winnable. I don't think anybody's going to run away and hide. So, our desire was to have a veteran quarterback, and Kerry is someone that all of us knew, and so our focus was on getting him ready once it became clear that Peyton wasn't going to make it in the short run. And then, of course, now with this recent setback, it's likely for a longer period of time. So, as I said at the outset, we have some adjustments to make. They're not cataclysmic. They're not major, but they are significant, and it's going to take us a little time to get that straightened out.
You know, the concept had always been, as I looked at and covered so many of the Colts games for NFL.com when I was with them previously, that really this offense was so unique, and what Peyton Manning did for it was so unique that it was really hard to envision someone other than him doing the things that he can do. And for all the experience that Kerry Collins brings to the table, seeing him actually function, I'm going to use the word identically, but you know, as even similarly to Manning was hard to fathom for me. So as you look at it, and you, as you say, you're a realist, do you have to longer term here proceed with a different style of offense?
No, I don't think it'll be a different style. If you break the offense the way Peyton ran it into three phases. One, preparation, and there was no one who prepared. There is no one who prepares any more meticulously and puts in longer hours than Peyton Manning. Secondly, design, and third, manipulation of the defense. The preparation won't change. Kerry is a meticulous preparer as well. The design won't change very much because the system is well suited to Kerry's skills. But the manipulation of the defense is where it will change, because without 13 years of experience in the system, it's hard to manipulate the defense pre-snap the way Peyton did. So that's going to change some. We'll probably be less no huddle and more huddle, and we'll probably be have less of a menu of changes at the line of scrimmage than we did with Peyton. But other than that, you know, the preparation and the design remains the same.
Colts Vice Chairman Bill Polian joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bill, as far as Peyton's the totality of his career, we would know if, even if he were lining up and playing for you right now, even if none of this had happened in terms of this next surgery, that he would be closer to the end certainly than the beginning. Where do you think he is in his career from a physical standpoint?
Well, I believe if we can get this situation rectified, and where we are right now is that there are two issues to be dealt with. The first is rather normal given the surgery, and that would be the healing from the surgery. That will take time. As everyone who's had surgery knows, it knocks you for a loop. So the old saying that surgery is only minor if it's on the other guy, you know.
Right. That was a Marv Levyism, as I recall.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So that'll take some time, and then we still have the resolution or the regeneration, if you will, of the nerve that controls the triceps muscle, which everyone hopes will be speeded by this surgery, but In that particular case, only time will heal that, and no one can predict when that will be. It could be 2 days from now. It could be 2 months from now. No one seems to know. Let me rephrase that. No one does know. We've talked to some of the most eminent neurosurgeons in the country, and everyone says there's no way we can predict this. Everyone heals differently. So that's what we're faced with right now. Once those issues resolve, because of Peyton's incredible condition and because of his incredible dedication to preparation and training and those kinds of things, I don't think there's any reason to believe that he won't come back and play particularly well for some significant amount of time in the future. He feels that way. We felt that way. The actuarial tables tell us that he's 35, based on the actuarial tables that we, and studies that we've done, that should give him four more top flight years, MVP style years. And if you count this year as largely lost, that would take him to the end of his contract. So, and that's, that doesn't take into account the fact that he's defied every actuarial table and every prediction made about him throughout his career. So, is he the exception? Everything that we know tells you that he is, but even if you just went by the actuarial tables, he should have four more terrific years left.
Bill, the one thing we rarely, if ever, even think about with a Colts team is to be on the wrong end of a 34-7 score. That was the case last week at Houston. Maybe a lot of folks would say, well, what do you expect? They didn't have Peyton Manning. But I know that is not how you
looked at that game whatsoever. You expected your team to compete, and I'm sure you did not forecast that kind of result. But be that as it may, where do you go from there with that? And of course, the next game coming up against the Browns, your home opener, how does it get repaired in this short amount of time?
Well, I think the way you solve these problems is by getting down into the most minute detail. Jim Caldwell the other day described it as 6-inch steps, and he's absolutely right. You keep marching forward, and by the way we played Sunday, we've got to go back and take 6-inch steps, not 2-foot steps. We have to go ahead and make sure that we're on top of every single detail, that we take care of every little technique issue, that we play mistake-free football, that we take a few, outlandish chances. Don't do that. And we got to do all the little things right in order to win, because for the immediate future, until we develop a comfort level with, and Kerry develops a comfort level with the receivers and with the offense, and gets to feel for what everybody can do and what's in what situation, you need to be certain that you do everything right. And as Tony Dungy used to say, when things go wrong, do less. Don't try to do more. So that's how you clean it up. And some of the things that we need to clean up are our offensive pass protection. We turned Mario Williams loose twice, once resulting in a sack fumble, twice resulting in sack fumbles, which were not Kerry's fault. When you turn Mario Williams loose, you can be sure that the result is going to be catastrophic.
Sure.
So you got to clean that up. You got to recognize that you have to block the most dangerous rusher. And I would draw this comparison for you when we talked about manipulation of the defense. The most dangerous rusher is Mario Williams. He showed up in both cases in a situation where it did not give us the most advantageous protection scheme. The call didn't. Peyton would have gotten out of that immediately. Kerry doesn't have the depth of knowledge of the system to do that. It's not that Kerry's not smart. He's extremely smart. He just hasn't had the experience in the system to do it. So we've got to make sure that we give him, adequate protection at all times, and not rely on the ghost of Peyton to do something that that other people can't do. So that's an example of it. Defensively, we've got to get the run stopped, and we've got to convert on and make people pay on third down and long. We didn't do any of that on Sunday, and that's a function of being on top of the details and anticipating what's coming, and recognizing the defensive or the offensive pattern that people are using against us. And then, and by the way, we played a pretty good second half on both sides of the ball. Mm. But we gave up a punt return for a touchdown, and we let them open the game with a kickoff return that got out to the 40-yard line. I mean, that's inexcusable, and sure. You know, and I know from being around Marv Levy as long as we both were, that you're going to be, if you're on the details and you're paying attention to all the little things that count, that stuff doesn't happen. So we've got to do that, and Coach Caldwell has pointed that out time and time again, and he'll continue to do that, and that's what it takes to win. As Chris Polian said the other day, the margin of error is smaller than it used to be with Peyton. That's logical, and everyone realizes that. So sure. We've got to focus on that and move forward.
Your son and general manager, Chris. Bill, I look at these two teams, the Colts and Browns. really in very similar situations. There was a lot of it might have been a quote closer game in Cleveland. It didn't make anyone feel an ounce better. In fact, the frustration throughout the area, throughout the building, and then throughout the area was great. And you have a club that is now trying to rebound, as yours is. What's it mean in your experience when two clubs come out of this situation, come out of their previous week in similar fashion, and then meet up that following game?
Well, I think each game has its own, just as each season has its own story, each game has its own story. Each game has its own matchups. And we'll find out as the game goes along how those things work out. I think in preparation, we have to say from a Colts standpoint that Cleveland has a defense that we know is going to be conceptually sound because Dick Geron's at the helm of it. So it's going to be sound. It's going to be solid. It's not going to make any mistakes. It's not going to beat itself. Offensively, they have a great running game with Peyton Hillis. It's an attack that gives us trouble. The schematic part of it gives us trouble. We haven't quite figured out how best to defense it. They have a quarterback who, in my opinion, is perfect for the kind of offense that Mike and Pat want to run. And he, unlike Matt Schaub last week, is still young enough to want to run the ball in the National Football League. Now, that'll change, I think, over time. But
yeah, Colt does. He will run something.
Yeah, he averaged 4.9 to carry last year as opposed to 4.4 for Peyton Hillis. So, I mean, that's a big factor that we have to contend with that really we didn't have to contend with last week, because Schaub will only run in the most dire of circumstances. So that is a very good matchup in favor of the Browns, because we didn't do a good job with that offense last week. So we got a lot of work to do there. In the kicking game, I think that Cribbs is the best return man in the National Football League. And I take my hat off to Devin Hester in Chicago as well. I mean, they're very close. But I'll say this. Most great return men have two of three qualities. They have great elusiveness, the ability to make you miss and make you miss at high speed. They have world-class speed, or they have the ability and balance to run through tackles. Very few return men have all three. Cribbs does. So he is a threat anytime he touches the ball in the kicking game, and we were awful in the kicking game last week. There's absolutely no hiding that fact. So we've got work to do there. So someone told me this morning that the Browns are the favorites. I guess if I were handicapping the game, I'd make the Browns the favorites too, based on what I've just told you and based on what I've seen of the Browns tape. So I think that it's a tall order for us. Fortunately, we're home. That helps a great deal. I think we learned some things from this ball game last week, and I think offensively we're going to get better as the weeks go on, but given the fact that this is an up-and-coming Browns team, this is a tall order for us. And I would say this for Brown fans who are upset about the loss, and of course it's always tough to lose to a division rival and one that's even an in-state rival like the Bengals. But Right. Bottom line, this is an organization that is very much on the upturn, not because of the names that are there, but because, and the names are obviously very familiar, but because of the quality of people. Everyone there is a winner. Everyone in that organization, Mike Holmgren, all the people he surrounds himself with, Wiedemeyer, all his folks, Dick Geron, Pat Shurmur, they're all winners. They've all won before in the National Football League, and they know how to do it. Their formula is a proven formula for success, and you're already seeing signs of it. You know, you can see that this is an upcoming and growing team with people who can make plays. They've made terrific draft choices. That'll continue to grow over time. You just have to give it time to ripen. We live in a society where everybody wants instant success today, and if you don't have it, then off with their heads and let's move on to the next guy. Well, that doesn't prove anything. It takes time to build a program, and given just an ordinary amount of time, they will build a very good one there in Cleveland.
Great stuff, Bill. We can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us, and of course, I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Okay, we'll look forward to it. Take care.
Colts Vice Chairman Bill Polian joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Have a passion for health and fitness? Rather be in the gym than in office? Change lives by sharing that passion. Stoutzenberger College is introducing a new program this fall designed just for you. Personal fitness training. Make your dreams come true. Fall enrollment ends October 14th. Call Stoutzenberger College at 440-838-1999 or visit learnwhatyoulove.com. See what everybody's talking about. For information about the college graduation rates, median debt, and more, visit learnwhatyoulove.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify and eligible veterans can utilize their Montgomery DI bill.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. You wouldn't give your money to a door-to-door banker or take medical advice from a door-to-door doctor, so you shouldn't trust a door-to-door home alarm salesman to protect your family. At Alarm Force, we never go door-to-door, and only with Alarm Force you get free live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty, and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
There aren't many careers where you can see fortunes won and legends born every single day. But that's exactly what you get when you work at Horseshoe. We're the world's largest gaming company and the first casino ever to come to Cleveland. And right now, we're hiring for dealer and table game supervisor positions with unlimited advancement opportunities. On top of that, Horseshoe offers great pay, generous benefits, and an action-filled environment. Plus, there's no experience necessary, because with over 60 years in the business, we've got all the experience you'll ever need. So apply for a position by September 30th at horseshoecleveland.com and join the next great legend to arrive in Cleveland. Because at Horseshoe, we know that what has made us the best of the best isn't just who gambles here, but also who works here. Must be 21 years or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
We thank you so much for spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, yes, you get the second window for just $99. Plus, go along with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 energy tax credit. For a free estimate, you call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. A couple of times a week during the regular season, we bring you our In the Locker Room feature, hosted by Jameer Howerton. And you know, you can also catch Jameer, as well as yours truly, and head coach Pat Shurmur on TV each week on Browns Insider. It's a pretty good show, by the way. It airs each Sunday at 11 a.m. on WJW Fox 8 here in Cleveland. So make sure you check that out. This week's Inside the Locker Room segment features Browns linebacker DaQuell Jackson, and we throw it to Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. DaQuell, we spoke early in training camp, and you told me that one of your goals was to make it out to the preseason opener. Not only did you surpass that goal, but you came out on opening day on fire with 10 solo tackles and 2 sacks. Is it safe to say that your mindset was to set the tone?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was the first game of the season. My body felt well. Just wanted to have some type of carryover from preseason. I thought I played well in the preseason and just wanted to carry over and just have fun and play as hard as I could. And, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't come out with a victory. But on a personal standpoint, it was I filled up the stat sheet a bit. But, you know, at the end of the day, you want to win the game.
And for you, what are you finding different in this defense that allows you to make those plays?
The freedom we have as, you know, as we learn the system. Dick Duran does a great job of coaching us up along with Billy Davis, and he allows us veterans to make calls and just to see what relate anything we see on the field to the sideline, and if there's an adjustment to be made, we can make it. But for the most part, this system has been fun, and we got a long ways to go. But for now, I think we're playing well as a defense.
And as you mentioned, unfortunately, the game didn't turn out the way you and your teammates wanted. And with that being said, what has been the theme heading into this work week?
Just to stay focused, not let last week, you know, affect how we prepare this week. We have the Colts coming up. Yeah, it was a tough loss, but for the most part, I thought our defense played well for the majority of the game. We just got to come out with a mindset of playing 60 minutes hard and long and not beat ourselves.
You're facing a tough opponent in the Indianapolis Colts without the leadership of Peyton Manning, but how much does that factor into the game planning and seeing a different quarterback with the same weapons?
Yeah, Peyton Manning, you can't replace a Peyton Manning. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks to play this game, and unfortunately he's dealing with injury problems, but they're still a great football team. They have a lot of weapons on offense, so we can't take this team lightly for one bit. You know, they had a tough loss versus the Texans, so it's their first home opener for the year, so they're going to be ready to play, and so will we.
Defensively, there's a lot to build off from last week's game, especially when you see last year's number one draft pick, Joe Hayden, go up for 5 passes defended and a sack, and he had a solid day's worth of work.
Oh, the guy was all over the place. It was fun watching him make plays back there. We had fun. We had fun out there. It was a tough loss, but we got the good thing about it. We have the next week, we have the Colts. And, you know, we're looking for that same performance throughout the year. And so do I. And for the rest of the guys on the defense side of the ball.
And DaQuell, as you mentioned, unfortunately, you had those plays where teams try to sneak snaps here or there. And as a unit, what did you guys learn from that play?
Right now, what we did, we have a call for a situation like that if we get caught in a hurry up. But next time that happens, hopefully it won't happen again. But next time a team tries to hit us like that, we'll be ready for it. We practice it. We're well aware of it. And for us, I can assure you it will never happen again as long as I'm on that field.
Lastly, DaQuell, as you and the other members grow into this new 4-3 defensive front, what characteristics do you see this unit developing into?
We're a hungry group. We're a young group, and we got a few veterans at linebacker. So we're gonna have to take charge of this group on defense. But we're going to be aggressive. We're going to get after the quarterback a bit. We're going to fly around, and we're going to win some games.
DaQuell, thank you very much, and good luck this week.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Great stuff, Jameer, and great stuff from DeQuell Jackson, especially regarding the quick snap play. All right, the Browns have a new punter. Veteran Brad Maynard comes aboard, and a guy who knows him quite well because they spent a few years together in Chicago is Browns special teams coach Chris Tabor. We're going to have a conversation with him when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your best wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Yes! Football season is finally here, and FanDuel.com is offering $10 million in instant fantasy football cash payouts. I repeat, $10 million in instant fantasy football cash payouts. Just go to FanDuel.com right now to enter, but hurry, because the season is here, and this is a limited-time offer. If you think regular fantasy football is fun, you're going to love the extreme excitement and huge cash payouts of FanDuel.com's weekly fantasy football leagues. Pick a whole new team and win major cash instantly, every week. Yes, it's the whole season in 1 week with instant payouts every Monday. Having money on the line every single week and a new fantasy team every single week will take your fantasy football excitement way off the charts. $10 million is up for grabs. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the promo code 2525. But hurry, because football season is here, and this amazing deal won't last long. The only way to get in on the fantasy football fun and take your piece of those $10 million in weekly fantasy football payouts is to go to FanDuel.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the promo code 2525. That's FanDuel.com, promo code 2525.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Colt McCoy. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Visiting now with Browns special teams coach Chris Tabor. First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you got a new punter, and this is not a new guy to you, and Brad Maynard, and someone that you were with for 3 years in Chicago. Tell us about him.
Brad, you know, like you said, worked with him in Chicago there. Brad, obviously, I think this is going into his 15th season, so he has quite a bit of experience. You know, he's kind of been labeled as probably one of the best directional guys in the league, but you can't lose sight of the fact that he can still hit the ball straight away also, but just has great control, true professional, and probably a thing that no one ever talks about, I would say he's the best holder in the league. So anytime you're looking at new punters, those other combinations, they have to play a role, because you know he's holding for Phil, and obviously in the field goal and extra point situations, that's a critical part of the whole deal there. So it's good to have Brad here, feel real comfortable with him, and we're excited about letting him get out there on Sunday and go to work.
What does that experience mean? We knew that Richmond McGee didn't have that, but ultimately an experience wouldn't have been the only thing. In fact, it was more physical than lack of experience and his issues on Sunday. But what will that experience mean for Brad Maner?
Well, I think, experience is just that. I mean, guys that have been in the fire and have been under stressful situations, being able to respond and those things. I mean, he's obviously, he's competed in a lot of NFL seasons, played in playoff games, NFC championship games, Super Bowls. There's a lot of things that he can bring to the table just through his years of experience of how he can move returners or move the ball. Those type of things will enable you to do different things in your punt game. So it's a plus having him.
Is confidence part of that too?
No question. I mean, he's been in this league a long time, obviously because he's one of the best at it. And confidence is a part of that whole thing. You know, I mean, he knows he's very good at his trait, and we're gonna rely on him to get her done.
You had some background, of course, with Richmond. You knew what he was about when you got him here. Obviously, that's why he was here. But 3 years with Brad Maner certainly is a deeper level of knowledge, understanding. I mean, how does that play into some things that you can do when you know a guy that well?
Well, just from the standpoint of how he can move the ball, and you can set up coverage or do different things in your coverage just because you know when Brad hits the ball, he's going to put it in a certain spot. And just if he says, I'm going to go left, you know that the ball is going to be to the left. So you're shrinking the field on the returner, and all those things add up, you know. So it'll be a good fit.
For you as a special teams coach, I know for everyone else watching the game, there were those head-scratching moments and a lot of groans, a lot of frustration, maybe even worse than that with people seeing how the punting game went. But you, in your capacity, how'd you handle that? And what at some point, you know, what do you say when you see it sort of unraveling like that?
Well, you just battle through it, and you know, I mean, there's each play is different, and if something doesn't go as well as you'd like, you move on. If something happens really well that you like, you move on. And I think that's the mentality that you have to have, good or bad. You just keep plugging along and going to the next play and try to put your guys in the best situations where they can be successful.
And what does it mean to be playing inside in Lucas Oil Stadium, where I know they have the option of lowering the panels at top, but if it does prove to be an indoor situation from a punting standpoint, I assume that's going to be a good thing.
No, it is a good thing because now you're not worried about the conditions. Do we want to punt with the wind or are they setting their returns up based on the fact that they know this is where we're punting and then they're trying to bring it back across the field, those type of things. When you're indoors, really the advantage goes to the punt team, you know, because now he can place the ball. I mean, he could put it down the middle high, or he can put it to the right or left, depending upon what they're doing with their coverage and what their scheme is. So playing indoors, trust me, it's nice.
And, Coach, I'm sure people already knew this, Browns fans especially, but appreciation for what special teams mean to, you know, to impact the game, outcome of the game. When we saw the struggles with the punting and saw the potential with Joshua Cribbs possibly breaking two returns, what that could have meant ultimately, it just is a reinforcement of that area of this game and what it means.
No question. I mean, if you look around the league, week one, there's a lot of big special teams plays, you know, whether they're big returns or block kicks or those type of things. I mean, we're a work in progress right now, and our objective is what we talk about, just get better each and every day. And if we can keep doing those things, we can end up being the type of special teams unit that we want to be and that our fans and our organization will be proud of.
And the return game, For all the talk that the rules of kickoff returns was going to just diminish this thing, man, oh, man. I mean, guys are bringing them back left and right for big gains or touchdowns.
No, there's a lot of courageous guys out there. Unfortunately for us, we have, in my opinion, the most courageous guy. Josh, he's a playmaker. And, you know, he had a couple nice returns there in the kickoff return phase and also in the punt return phase, getting that thing going. So we're excited about what we're doing and where we're trying to go. We just have to continue to, throughout the week here, keep getting better and work on the fundamentals of it and just stay the course. Those things will take care of themselves.
He is the Browns special teams coach, Chris Tabor, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Friday nights can be a little rough, especially during football season. That's why the Center for Orthopedics is offering a Saturday sports clinic where you or your student-athlete can be seen by a sports medicine-boarded medical orthopedist right away. Why wait until Monday when you can see a specialized orthopedist at Northeast Ohio's most advanced and comprehensive orthopedic center? The Center for Orthopedics Saturday Sports Clinic is located at their main office just off I-90 in Sheffield Village. For more information, visit center4orthopedics.com.
Find out who will be crowned the Titan of Tailgating Thursday, September 22nd at Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop. Contestants will fire up their gear to make the best burger possible, as judged by me, Greg Brenda, and Al Bubba Baker. The Titan of Tailgate wins a grill and more from the Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop. So register now at ESPNCleveland.com, and anyone who stops by during the competition can enter to win Ohio State Penn State tickets. That's Thursday, September 22nd from 6 to 8 at Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop on Lorraine Road in North Ridgeville.
At Liberty Mutual Insurance, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs. Visit libertymutual.com/agents to speak to a Liberty Mutual agent today.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Remember, Browns single game tickets are going fast, so purchase your tickets before it's too late, and that includes the upcoming Browns-Titans game on Sunday, October 2nd, 1 p.m. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. Today, time to give you our poll results that are brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The poll question was, which current Browns player has the best shot of joining the 2011 inductees, Vince Costello and Tom DeLeon, in the Cleveland Browns legends, and why? The choices were Phil Dawson, Joe Thomas, Joshua Cribbs, or other. I had picked Thomas earlier in the show, and getting the results now, not knowing them then, 56% of you said Joe Thomas. 23% said Phil Dawson. A comment from Jim: Phil's the only original player from the new Browns. So that was the justification for that. In his mind, 20% for Josh Cribbs. So I think we got a promising class going down the line. Let us also give you a couple of questions that we can deliver from Facebook, or ask to me on Ask Vic via our Browns official Facebook page. Jason wants to know, I've been a Browns fan for a long time. After so many years of losing, what is it about the 2011 team that's going to keep me, you, everyone so optimistic? This is what keeps me optimistic, Jason. I think this is a sound, solid organization. The people at the top know their stuff in terms of building a team, and I think they're on the right course. We didn't like the results Sunday. Nobody did. But I think foundationally, the pieces are here, and I think they will come together. And, you know, you could say, well, Bill Polian, who was on earlier, the vice chairman of the Colts, was just buttering up the opponent a little bit. I'm sure some of that was going on with his complimentary remarks about the Browns. He doesn't fool me, but he's a great guy. I know he believes what he says when he talks about that. Jamil asked, what strategy to counter the Colts passing game are the Browns going to use to counter it for that passing game they're going to bring? With Kerry Collins, it's get pressure, Jamil. Get pressure, get pressure. DeQuell Jackson and company go after the guy. Let's thank some people. We want to thank Bill Polian, DeQuell Jackson, and Chris Tabor. We want to thank Kristen Ribelli. We want to thank Jameer Howerton for all their contributions to the show. Had so much fun. We're going to do it again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.